This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palco. One of the dominant stories in the two-year presidency of Donald Trump moves into a new phase with the public release of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into allegations of election collusion and obstruction of justice. Attorney General William Barr is scheduled to comment publicly about Mueller's report just about a half an hour from right now, with copies being sent a short time later to Congress and then posted online. Congress and the American people will for the first time see for themselves in detail what Robert Mueller examined as he and his team of federal investigators worked to determine whether Trump's campaign or its associates worked with Russia in its efforts to interfere with the 2016 election that Trump won. Now, President Trump interviewed on a local Washington, D.C. Radio talk show yesterday.
You'll see a lot of very strong things come out tomorrow. Attorney General Barr is going to be giving a press conference. Maybe I'll do one after that. We'll see.
U.S. intelligence agencies in early 2017 assessed that Russia, at the direction of President Vladimir Putin, carried out a campaign to undermine the vote and had a clear preference for Trump to win. Suspected separatist militants ambushed a bus in southwestern Pakistan before dawn Thursday and killed 14 passengers, mostly Navy personnel. Witnesses said the bus was stopped in a remote area when a group of about two dozen assailants, disguised as paramilitary forces, went through identification cards of all the passengers before forcing 16 of them out and spraying them with bullets. A local security official told BOA the two of the hostages managed to escape in the process and reach the nearest security check post in order to narrate the incident. A Pakistan Navy spokesman later confirmed its personnel were among the slain men. This is VOA News. The United Nations